What's happening, Big Steelers Saturday boys and girls?
My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on Memorex, default location, alternate weekend Ralph's route B, alternate weekend Ralph's route B. There's a Ralph's route A and there's a Ralph's route B. As you can see, I'm wearing my Steeler attire.
And if you can see on my back.
Oops, I felt the camera drop. I don't know what you can see, but you should be able to see the Steeler knapsack I'm wearing.
As an attempt to represent my team on this,
on probably the biggest game of the season. Definitely the biggest game of the season up till now. Against the Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore. If Pittsburgh wins, we win the division. And sets ourselves up for the playoffs and the ability or the affordability or whatever, the leeway or whatever you want to call it, to maybe continue to rest up some players who are injured. There are players who are injured today that won't play. Major players, George Pickens, our leading wide receiver. He may say one monkey don't stop no show, but what Pickens brings is not only his stats and contributions, but it alters the way the defense plays their game. They have to cover him and make accounting for him. And this opens up the running game. And Pittsburgh is really, really wants to be a running team. So now without Pickens, they can say, ah, these other wide receivers ain't shit. We ain't even got to guard them. We just stack the box. I'm hoping Arthur Smith, our new offensive coordinator, and Mike Tomlin, got something for these people. They had time to prepare. They knew last time Pickens was hurt.
Well,
he got hurt last week, but we weren't prepared. It was like the day before. It was like the Friday before. It was like the Friday before and the game, and we really didn't have enough time to really create some a game plan. I mean, we didn't have really enough time to create a game plan without Pickens. But this time, you know, we probably do. Hopefully, Arthur Smith can scheme up some stuff, knowing that Pickens isn't, you know, gonna be on the field. I don't know how much you can see looking into the glare. I know it's all on me. I know, see, if I flip it, I'm lit up. Looking good. If you let me flip it. See how bright I am? The shot is behind me. Maybe if I turn it like this. I can't see what's going on. Oh, I see what I did. Okay. I don't even know what I'm shooting, what I see. But, so we're looking to get hopefully an offensive scheme to compensate for Pickens not being there. Something to get scheme up to confuddle the defense, or just to get him into a scheme or a plan that they're not ready for. And to free up some receivers. It could have been last week against Philadelphia, where Pittsburgh didn't look all that great. That we were not sandbagging, but, and not resting up, but understanding that this game wasn't as important as this game today. We win today, we win the division. That means we'll get a home playoff game. We lose today, pressure's on us to control our own destiny, to make the playoffs. We got Kansas City coming up on Christmas Day. We got Kansas City coming up at 40. So we had a tremendous streak. In 10 days, and I gotta say this again, because it's just like ridiculous. In 10 days, the Steelers played Philadelphia, which may be the best team in the league. Kansas City, who is the defending champions, and they're like 12-1, got the best record in the league. And then, Baltimore, our division rival, who's playing some damn good football right now. Why is homie on the court smoking? Come on now, dog. How's homie on the court smoking? What's that guy say? So, I mean, it's a gauntlet, you know, and it's something that we got to be prepared for. It's part of the game. Like Thomas said, no excuses. So what? We got it. We just got to go through it. We got to play through it. And I like his attitude. We can't control that. We just got to deal with it. But it did look kind of weird how all our divisional games came at the last half of the season. And it also seems funny that they started the program Hard Knocks on our division. Where Hard Knocks is a program where they go behind the scenes and they follow the teams during, the week, and they have commentary about what's going on and whatnot. And it just so happens to coincide with when the Steelers play all the divisional games. I understand it's a business. I understand the love of the Steelers, the love of Mike Tomlin for good TV ratings. It's business. I mean, it's business. I understand that. You just got to play through it. Nobody expected Pittsburgh to be at where they're at now anyway. Nobody expected Pittsburgh to be 10-3 or whatever we are right now. So, we're still ahead of the curve. We're doing better already than, way better than what was predicted for this team for this year. They were like 8 wins. The betting line was 7 or 8 wins this season. But, for me, and like most Steelers fans, if we don't win a Super Bowl, it don't matter. And that's not really true, but to a degree it is. All the kids will still be out here playing. You gotta like that. You know, you gotta like seeing all the programs of kids. But I guess you gotta keep your kids occupied. I understand that part. Anything to keep them occupied. Whatever you gotta do. It's like worth any amount of money. Sometimes I'm back there with granddaughter. I'm like, I'll pay any amount of money, or I'll pay a premium to give this child something to do. I would pay a premium if this child had other kids to play with or something to run out their energy. And I'm like a youngster, I'm like, how come there's no places like that there? But I guess a lot of people probably got brothers and sisters, or, you know. I guess we're talking about, Kirby was saying, it might be because of the single child homes. You know, we don't have a brother and sister to play with. To keep them engaged. Because if you can put two of them in a room together, and as long as no blood gets shed, and not too much get broken, and you get a few hours of them burning energy and doing screaming, getting all their excitement out, you know, physical energy and mental and psychological energy. If you can get them to burn that stuff off, to me, it's worth X amount of dollars an hour. I pay it, what, $20 an hour? Give me 2 hours in there, in extreme air, jumping around on trampolines and foam padding and all that. I'm for that. But in Youngstown, it wasn't today we gotta go. Steeler fan wearing the hat and the Rams fan. Today we gotta go. I think the Rams still in it. We're wearing our colors today. It's that time of the year. We're wearing our colors. We out here. We've been here before. But each one seems like it's brand new. So that's what today is about. Our walk. Woke up this morning, 213.0. Yesterday, I actually ate the big meal. Well, I caught myself eating the big meal for breakfast. I actually sat down and had what I usually have for dinner before work. It was nice. It seemed that I had better energy during the day. It could have been just because it was Friday, but I did feel more energy, a little bit more spirited. I'm thinking maybe because, you know, I had some food in me or some nutrients. But what happened was after I got off work, I still had energy. I didn't run right to the food. Just kind of sat down. And I deliberately tried to see if I could sit down and watch TV or something without something to eat. I deliberately tried to do that. Not so sure how it worked out, because I ended up getting food and maybe too much of it. It's quite possible. I'm across the street. I'm not gonna walk down the, well, I could've. Yeah, it looked like I could walk down the sidewalk. It says the sidewalk closed, but I'm gonna walk down it. I'd rather stay on this side of the street and not having to. Trader Joe's, look at that. Look what they doing. They actually gonna put a Trader Joe's over there. Trader Joe's is in a little market over here. And they gonna move it over there. All right, Trader Joe's. Go ahead, Trader Joe's. Get your bass up. Trader Joe's is coming up. Big store. Looks like it's gonna be a big, much bigger store. All right, Trader Joe. So, I may have eaten too much after work. So I ate my big meal, then turned around and ate another maybe big meal. Only thing I had was AirPod popcorn, had a lot of butter on it, and some lunch meat, sliced lunch meat, ham and salami, and some cheese. But I had a whole cup of popcorn, half a cup of unpopped popcorn, a lot of butter. And I probably didn't have to eat that much. I think the whole point was not to eat. And I kind of was, in a way, celebrating. Friday. And that was like my Friday celebration meal. And if that was me going off the rails, I can't be mad at that. If that was me going off the rails and going all out or whatever, you know, and being satisfied that that's, I even put a little extra sugar in my Kool-Aid, you know, just to make it special, you know what I'm saying? Just to make it special. And it was. I sat down there and just scrubbed. And I woke up. So, and if you really think about it, if that was me going off having a special moment or whatever, and waking up with the weight I did, that was probably a win. Because, let me see. Wednesday, I was 213.0. Thursday, I was 212.6. And then, no, it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I was like 213.0 Wednesday, 212.6 Thursday, 213 yesterday, or 213 today. I forget. One of them, but I'm just been hanging around 213 for a few days now. And granted, this may be TMI, but there is an impending bowel movement. So usually when my weight hovers like this, there is a reward as long as I don't, you know, mess it up too bad. There will be a reward. If the weight hovers like this, there'll be a drop. I wouldn't say significant, but there'll be a fairly, I'll get it back. But as I said, I'm wearing my Steeler knapsack. So you know I'm going to Ralph's. I think it's going to be pizza. Pizza for the game, take and bake. Pizza for the game. And I'll probably get some chips to go with it and leave it at that. Don't even get any sweets or anything. We'll leave it at that and see what happens, you know, for the rest of the day, depending on the outcome of the game. I don't even want to comment on the alchemy. I might be being superstitious. I might be a little bit taboo. But I don't even want to comment on the game. You know, I definitely can say that it's a tough game for the Steelers. Definitely a tough game. If I had to bet, and my life depended on it, I would have to. I can't even say it. Let's just say, yeah, I can't say it. Leave it at that. In fact, I put 50 on Steelers on the money line, and I put 50. With the points. Pittsburgh's getting 7 points. That's a big underdog. Well, it's not big. 3 points is usually for the home field. So really, it's really not that big. But for us to have a better record than them, well, we got injuries there, You know, Vegas is aware of our injuries and so forth and so forth. But, yeah, I don't want to comment. Let's just leave it at that, and I hope you understand how I feel looking at this game, maybe unemotionally as much as possible, who I think should win today, or, and I say should, whatever, you know, should is always based on subjective reasoning, individualistic subjective reasoning. So, I don't even want to talk about it. I just want to sit down for the game. I want to be ready. Get back. See, I'm wearing the colors. Get back. Get the pizza in the oven. Get the TV on. Get settled. I guess it might be on regular TV. I wonder if it's on regular TV or... some regular TV, I got my antenna. Sometimes my antenna acts weird, but I can usually get the channels. Except for Channel 7. Channel 7 has been known to give me problems. In fact, that's why I had to buy the... We didn't spend $60 on an antenna. I wanted to get like a good one, whatever good means. Just because you spend more, does that make it better? Just because it's bigger and whatever. Piece of, and I tried it, and I thought, you know, if it don't work, I'll send it back. And I had an $11 one. I said, well, if the $56 one works, I'll send the $11 one back. But I kept the $11 one, put it on the TV in the bedroom, and I could get it to work. Channel 7 is a tough 2 and 4 work pretty good. Back in Ohio, I bought one from the 99-cent store from my daughter's house. I think I paid like $6 for it. It gets everything perfect. Strong signal, just gets every, it gets all the 3 major channels and a few more. Excellently. Cause I guess cause the exit out of small and the tower is like, you can like almost see the tower. You can see the, in fact, you can see the channel, WKBN TV tower from Kimberly's backyard. In fact, damn, they're all over Youngstown. You can just about see the tower from all over Youngstown. I think it's the highest point in the city, as I remember when it was built. Woo. Whew, I remember a lady telling me here that they live on Mount Wilson, on the mountain. And I guess, ain't that up there where all the antennas are? She said, yeah. They are like in a position or behind a mountain or this or that where they can't get Channel 5 or something up there. And they're like less than a mile from all the antennas. It's just their positioning. So they got to pay for YouTube TV to get local channels. But when it works, it works well. When it works well. Digital TV, digital over there TV is clean. It looks good. I think there's information that's broadcast along with the signal that is available. I'm not sure if I'm fully exploiting that because it really is. I mean, the picture quality is top notch. Much better than streaming. So we'll see. In fact, I'll probably stop and check. I mean, no problem. I'm gonna stop and check and see what channel the game is on. If it's on ABC, that's Channel 7. ABC might have a Saturday game. Usually, Steelers will be on. Channel 2, CBS. Channel 4, Sunday Night Football. I'm not sure what Monday Night Football is. I'm not sure. I know Monday Night Football used to be ABC. But I'm not sure. I had to watch it one time when Pittsburgh played, I think. Pittsburgh played Monday night one week this year. I'm not sure. But anyhow, happy Saturday. Feel like I ain't got much to say. I feel like I haven't said much in this video. I feel like I haven't said anything interesting in this video. That's just my general thought. Could be just my mood. But because my tendency is to want to say something quote unquote profound or deep, philosophical, that's the stuff that gets me going. When I start talking about philosophies and ideologies and beliefs, that's the stuff that I think is entertaining or good, or, and it might not be, because I do know that sometimes, you know, it's easy to talk about the Steelers and get likes on YouTube, especially on YouTube. You know, some people, they see Steelers, they get you an algorithm. I mean, it's easy to jump in there, to get in that flow. And I feel I have some profound things to say about the Steelers, no doubt. But that's just not where my energy is. My energy is in ideology, but sometimes what I call the bigger things in life, like the biggest question, why are we here? Along those lines, why are we here? And understanding why we're here and how we understand and determine why we are here, which I believe determines, whoa, what happened here? Whoa. Did they close? Is the Guitar Center closed? Whoa. Gotta Google that. Gotta Google that. My sister sent a link showing that Whiskey's
is closed.
No, I take that back. The Whiskey Piece closed. They like closed on a Tuesday. Up, shut the doors. I'm like, wow. You know, usually you would hear something, oh, Whiskey Piece is closing. Blah, 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 Whiskey Piece this, Whiskey Piece closing. You know, no, they just, Whiskey Piece is closed. Closed on a Tuesday, shut the doors, that's it. No more, no loss. You know, until somebody figures out. Because the people who own Whiskey Peaks also own Buffalo Bills across the street. So, you know, that's a thing. Maybe out here. Maybe out here. Maybe they get their dogs. And they Trader Joe's and they Whole Foods. And get their dogs and whatnot. Be out here. Get Whole Foods with the escalator that takes also your shopping carts. You gotta love that. Everybody got their dogs. They take their dogs everywhere they go. They're like sentient beings. They're part of the family. Kiss them on the face like you kiss your wife. It probably doesn't matter. You know, it's probably no threat or anything like that about it. Just, you know, the way we were raised to understand things like that. We weren't taught that that was okay. In fact, we were taught that it wasn't. Explicitly. Getting a little bit hot out here in this jacket. You see everybody else is in t-shirts and whatnot. And I'm walking around in this big heavy thing. California. I even love the parts I don't like about California. Look at us out here doing it this way. In December, late December. Thinking about that first play. First play, how the game starts. It usually doesn't determine how the game ends. And Pittsburgh notoriously starts slow. Horribly. I think last week, one of those games against Cincinnati, first play of the game, Russell Wilson throws a pick six. That's just typical Steelers football. It's like they don't start playing until they get down. It's like it don't. Nothing really starts happening until, you know, they get punched in the face and they make a mistake or something like that. So we'll see how it starts off. The flow of the game. Momentum. Baltimore playing at home. Big, big game. And then we turn around again and play Wednesday. Strategy is strategy. I think if Kansas City can win and clinch the conference, they won't necessarily be all excited or motivated to play their best football against us on Christmas. I'm already looking ahead, which maybe I should or shouldn't do. Look like a Xerox. That's good. Look like that's toner. Look like a box of. That's what the box of mini DVs Many digital videotapes look like. I used to get way back. Also looking at these legacy boxes and stuff, people, to convert your tapes. I found one that says $6 a tape. I might have them do some of that. At least have them do some of the important ones. Because I probably got 400-500 tapes. Maybe 600, 700 tapes. 700 tapes times $6 is $4,000. Is it worth $4,000 to do that? Yeah, probably. It probably is. To have those memories, not to lose those memories. Especially if you can afford it. But I don't need every tape digitized. I probably have to go through them and find out the ones that I want and don't want. Like all the family ones. And then also look and see how I can maybe digitize it myself. Probably got a way to do that. Let's get a VCR and whatnot. Set up a VCR. Connect it, and I think one of my digital video cameras actually takes input. You might not get the clearest or the best video, highest resolution video, but you'll get something. Plus, it's probably something out there you can buy. Might be worth the investment. I might look into that too. So far I got to look into what channel the game comes on, the Guitar Center close, and are there any, not professional, but videotape transfer devices out there that aren't cheesy. I know I got one for the projector. And it's kind of cheesy, but I could probably work with it and make it do something. Where you use the camera and a projector in a box. We might better do something with that. One day I'm gonna have to tackle that. Or maybe even spend like $400 or $500 on a tape converter. Cause see, some of them tapes are 6 hours, 4 or 5, 6 hours long. Those I would send to somebody and pay. But I guess the bulk of my stuff might only be an hour long. Some of them are longer. Some of them I recorded it on LP and maybe super slow to play. But I think most of them, they're only an hour long, which isn't bad. Hour long isn't bad. Hour long a tape, you could probably set it up to, you know, at work. You could probably get 5-6 tapes done a day, you know, while I'm working. Just set it up, let it record, and keep going like that. A machine that could do that, I might spend $300-$400 on. Steelers Saturday, big game today, big game today, big game today. That's what it's all about. go through this 17 weeks every year. The agony, struggle, the pressure, the anxiety over that football team. I love it. I love it. And this season has also got me thinking a tad twisted in that we weren't supposed to be this good. And now I almost expect it. Russell Wilson opened up the game to us and made us like we could beat anybody. He solidified the offense by taking control and being able to do things that our previous quarterbacks really couldn't do. And with the addition of George Pickens and Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren and Pat Freiermuth and other people, and the offensive line getting a little bit, it's just, it all comes together. We can pretty much compete with anybody, at least for the first couple quarters. Especially because of our defense. I didn't even mention defense. Highest paid defense in the league and one of the top defenses in the league. Because we were looking at winning games 17 to 15, you know, holding other winning the games based on defense. Where the offense, the whole idea of the offense was just not to mess it up. Let the defense win the game. You know, don't turn the ball over. Do this, do that. We really kind of didn't even look to the offense to score points. Or a minimal point. We figured the offense could get us 17 points. The defense could, you know, would hold it down for us. Russell Wilson come in there, we scoring 30 points. We a threat, him and Pickens, in the running game. We're a threat to score points. And the defense still playing good, lights out. And the offense has the ball. It gives the defense a rest, which really helped. There's been times when I've seen the defense, they go do their job, the offense turns it over three and out. And I can see the defense getting tired. It becomes a matter of attrition, whatever the word. You know, who's stronger in the long game? Who's gonna wear down? And if the defense is on the field so often, they'll wear down. So the defense, offense was able to hold the ball, let the defense rest. Defense come on the field, they're rested and ready. And able to play stronger and harder. But if they come out, they're on the field for this or that long, the other team gets two or three first downs. Defense got to play 10, 15, 16, 17 plays. Then the offense comes and holds the ball for like a minute in real time. And the defense got to go right back on the field. It starts to wear them down. And especially if we can't hold the ball. You know, so we stop them, and they stop us and go back and forth. You should say that should work for the same way with the other team. But the other team seems to usually be able to hold the ball. I don't know, this may be from my perspective. It seems like the opposing teams seem to be able to hold the ball better. Not better, but longer. Maybe just from my biased point of view, which I'm not ashamed of at all. I love the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Today, go in that house, get everything ready, no distractions, me, TV. Think I'm gonna get Doritos. And too bad I'm not at a Stater Brothers, which I consider going to get some Cleo Leo chicken. But the closest one is a half hour away. That'd be an hour of time. And I don't wanna use that hour in transit, because I kind of slept in a little bit today. Got up at 10, got out here at 10 instead of 9. And I want to give myself plenty of time to prepare. So, we'll see. Yeah, I was gonna give me some Cleo Leo's fried chicken. But then tomorrow, I'm going to the undisclosed location, and I'll better get something in. And then Christmas is coming up, and you know, the whole bing a bang a boom. So, we shall see. We shall see. Get a pizza and some Doritos. Doritos will be perfect. Doritos will be perfect. And I may even put a little bit of sugar, a little extra sugar in my Kool-Aid. Because using a quarter cup, I mean, I use a half a cup. Where I was supposed to use 2 cups. Per the water, per the instructions and the amount of water I use, I should have used 2 cups of sugar. I usually use 1. I don't use 2, I usually use 1. When I was finding that, I was like, hey, let me try to break it down a little bit. Half a cup may have been a little too less. I'm gonna say probably a little bit more. Too drastic of a shift at once. So we'll look at it that way. Anyhow, y'all. Anyhow and anyway. Even if I cannot stay. You are the one for me. Here is where I ought to be. That's not true. I think you are the one for me. I will love you anyway, even if I should not stay. I know you're not the one for me. And here is where I, and here is where I ought not to be. But I just want to sell them. I just want to satisfy you. That's not true either. I'm not the one to satisfy you. You're not mine. I don't want to say I can't deny you, but something to say. You're not mine. I am not your pacifier. I can't be your pacifier. Anyway. Swinging on y'all 2 times. For me, for the bump. And for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any Jeffrey Blessed universe. Jeffrey Blessed or non-Jeffrey Blessed universe. The totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. Go Steelers.